Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Seth, real quick, someone said if you want to get your $125, see if your credit or driver's report, if you can get that, that's acceptable proof. Both of those will show your old address.
So, oh, yeah. So, oh, like going back to, okay, cool. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So, thank you, listener.
Yeah. He also said you can split it with me. No, he didn't say that, but that would, if you see the guy, chip off a little, buy him a beer or something like that.
Yeah, no, and it's one of those things where I, like, I know in my brain rationally that it's okay. It might take me 15 or 20 minutes to do this, which, you know, to get that $125, that works out to $500 an hour that I'm working. Yeah. That's my rate. And for some reason, I'm just too lazy to do it.
Or you think that your time is worth more than $500 an hour.
That's what I currently price it out.
That's
at.
What you charge people for legal advice. Yes.
Yes.
$500 an hour. Joel Sherman writes for the New York Post. This was funny. They played this on MLB TV earlier this week. Here's what this is the term he has coined for this version of the Houston Astros, the one that's getting it done with minor leaguers, journeymen, and duct tape.
Now I got to talk to the Seattle Mariners, who've made the playoffs one time since 2001, are the only of the 30 teams that has never made the World Series. They're about to let the zombie Astros win the division again because they haven't taken advantage.
The zombie Astros,
it is.
I like that.
It's that stage in the movie when it's not just it's the young people that become zombies.
Yes.
And you have to decide whether you're going to, kill your best friend or not.
Yep.
Because these guys are all young minor league players.
That's right.
Or just random pitchers like Colton Gordon. This is somebody who's trying to make sense of something you can't make sense of, which is the Astros winning all these games.
Yep.
And, you know, I said, hey, this lineup last night is a good reason why you're going to have some games like this. You're going to drop some games to the Guardians and whatnot. And they say, well, yeah, but how can the same team beat a team like the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Well, partly it's that, for one of the big things is starting pitching.
Yeah.
That, like, yes, you're going to have some games where Colton Gordon puts in a really good performance versus a good team. But then you're also going to have games where Colton Gordon looks like a guy that's going to let up four earned runs against a stinky team like the Guardians. So I'm not so hooked on and married to this 13 series stretch of not losing a series. And I think there's going to be some disappointing losses along the way. The fact that they've been able to win as many games as they have with lineups that a lot of times, I mean, last night was an extreme version of a minor league lineup.
Yep.
But I think, they're going to beat some more good teams with lineups like that. That was a close game last night, but it's just, it doesn't make any rhyme or reason. Just know that they've gotten much better performances out of guys than you would expect on paper.
Yeah.
And they've done it with a whole bunch of injuries of guys that if they come back and play like themselves, like Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez and Luis Garcia and Spencer Arrighetti, that's where it gets really exciting.
Yeah, the core guy, man, I wish Pena weren't hurt right now because all the guys I just listed in front of me here for this segment would be healthy. We could say, man, these are the guys that are fueling. And Pena has been fueling this thing. He's just missed the last week and a half or so, whenever it was the Cubs, I think, that beamed him in the ribs. I'll call them the since then stats for some of these guys, Seth. Like some of these Astros, if you're wondering why they're here, like I think by and large it's because these guys have been on just an absolute heater since, some for the last month, some for the last year in the case of Hunter Brown. Since moving to leadoff, Jeremy Pena is batting .354 with a .941 OPS. I mean, those are Yordan Alvarez OPS type numbers right there. Like that's with a .354 batting average to go along with it. That is incredibly impressive. And I guess my question would be, how sustainable do you think like these trends are with these guys? Like, I don't think Jeremy Pena is going to continue to hit .354, but I feel like there's a real thing with this leadoff spot with him.
I think there's a very real thing with that. I think continuing their play, Cam Smith.
Okay.
He's been very good for about a month or so.
I've got him since May 10th. That's when his batting average bottomed out. He was at 205. That's the lowest his batting average had been. He's hit 319 with an 832 OPS. Is that who he is?
Cam, I think Smith. That's who. I think there's going to be some hiccups along
for
the way.
Sure.
I would expect just as a rookie that they're going to make
some
adjustments.
Yeah.
He's going to have to adjust to them. But no, I feel like the what was the date of his worst, his low point?
May 10th. So we're 2 months
we're
in.
We're looking
now.
At 2 months after that. Yeah. That's I feel pretty solid about it.
I do too.
Jake Myers, I feel solid about.
I don't have Jake on the list. I should have put him on here. He's just dare I say, Jake has just been kind of very consistent all year. You know, he's still batting around 300, if I'm not mistaken. Like he has weathered the storm that I was skeptical about when I left him out of the circle of trust. He's weathered that storm.
It's weird. Okay, I feel more solid about Jake Myers at his current level of performance.
Yep.
Than I do about Jeremy Peña being able to keep playing
super elite,
like one of the best three players in the league.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that Peña's high bar is still much, much higher than Jake Myers. But we have to see a sustained period of, man, how long can Peña keep this up? Is this for real? Because he's been playing like one of the his WAR when he got injured was in the top three of all baseball.
It was, and I hate the fact that he's going to be out for a couple, he's been out for a while. He'll have been out. We don't know how long he will have been out by the time he comes back, a few weeks at least. It's a little like the Astros, me not wanting them to go on an all-star break. Like Peña was red hot, and now he's, you know, is there any rust when he comes back? That kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the other guy that I'm concerned about now is Christian Walker, who's just been on a tear the last couple weeks, now on paternity leave. We've seen this before.
Yeah.
Bregman was big with this.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys get a baby bump.
Huge one in 2012. I think it was the year they won the World Series. He got one.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
So, yeah, you have the kid, you come back, you look at life a little differently.
Yeah.
You got the whatever happens to you hormonally after childbirth where you can basically operate on less sleep and everything.
Better be.
I think it helps athletes out.
Yep.
There's something that triggers you, like the paternal instinct gets triggered
to
where you can work longer with less sleep and do more around the house and everything just trying to help out.
Yeah.
Let's hope Christian Walker is that type of guy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The four pitchers that are on one right now, Hunter Brown since the end of May of last year is 18-7 with a 2.08 ERA and 244 strikeouts. Like these are, I'm not going to say Nolan Ryan type, like Nolan Ryan was a freak, but these are definitely like prime Justin Verlander numbers right here that he's doing right now. 18-7 with a 2 ERA. How about Framber? Framber was 1-4 on May 2nd. He's 8-0 with a 1.72 since then. Him not making the All-Star team bothers me. He's been great. 8-0 with a 1.72.
Josh Hader, 26. Is he 26 for 26 now in save opportunities?
Going back to the end of last year.
He's 26 for 26.
Yep, going back. He's 25 of them this year in the last one of the season last year. So he's 26 in a row. And then Brian Abreu. Since my very insulting tweet where I said he was the worst pitcher I'd ever seen with an ERA below 2.50, I said that on a Friday night when he loaded the bases and got in trouble and got out of it against the Angels. I was just a little nervous, and he'd lost the game two nights before that. Since my insulting tweet, he took it to heart. He's got 8 1/3 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs, a walk, and 19. He's faced 29 batters and struck out 19 of them.
He did have to be rescued by Josh Hader on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So there was that. That was the one hiccup there in that, and that was as much of a matchup scenario as anything else.
Yep.
Abreu is so unhittable when he's dialed in.
Yeah.
And yet the same things that make him unhittable when he's dialed in scare the crap out of me when he's not dialed in. It's like, okay, he enters that territory of, I don't know where this ball is going or who it's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Abreu deserves a little bit of credit for the win on Sunday because he took out a couple of good baseball players. He took out, what's his name, the former Astros. Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, Teoscar. Yeah, yeah.
How did Kike Hernandez get hurt? I couldn't remember.
I don't know. I was in the air.
So my confidence level in guys being able to extend the way they've been playing right now, I think Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, yes, those guys are at the top. Josh Hader, just because he's been so good, I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't quite as good, but still really good.
Same.
So I'll put him third. Jeremy Peña, I'll put after that, just because, again, kind of in the same boat as Hader.
So high.
I just right now can't expect him to play like one of the three best players in baseball for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Even if he continues playing really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of the injury situation, et cetera, et cetera. And then I guess Cam Smith would be at the bottom of the confidence level of this group of guys.
Of this group. He's a rookie. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. All right. Texter says, these are the Rudy T. Astros. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Not a lot of these guys have been champions. That was 3 years ago. It's not that many guys still left from even just 3 years ago. But it's enough for the experts to finally give the Astros the shine that they deserve.
They're more like the Rudy from Notre Dame than the Rudy
yes.
Rudy T.
Yes.
Astros.
Rudy R. Rudy Rudiger. Yes, they're the Rudy R. Astros. Are the experts a little too in on the Astros now? Maybe after underestimating, are they overestimating a little
These
bit
sons
right
of,
now?
I'll tell you what.
We will get to it. We'll examine. We'll do that coming up next. Stay there.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.